Athletes, listen up. At Third Coast Training, this block is not about doing more for the sake of doing more. It is about building a race-ready body that stays smooth under pressure. We are going to tighten the swim, sharpen the bike, protect the run, and make race day feel like a continuation of training, not a separate event. Start with the water. Your goal is a calm, efficient stroke that does not burn you out before the bike. Keep the head down, let the eyes look at the pool bottom, and trust the rhythm of the exhale. When you catch the water, think high elbow, early pull, and a straight line under the body. Technique comes before volume. In every session, pick one cue and own it for the first set. If the cue is the catch, do short, crisp 25-meter reps with a pause on the first pull. If the cue is the recovery, make the arm swing compact and quiet. If the cue is the kick, keep it small, fast, and connected to the core, not the hips. For open water, practice the line before you practice the pace. Start slightly behind the pack, find a rhythm, and use the first 50 meters to settle your breathing. When you need to sight, lift only the top of the head, not the whole neck. Your body should stay horizontal, your hands should keep moving, and your heart rate should stay where it belongs. Now move to the bike. Power is the information we trust, but position is the foundation. Sit tall enough to breathe, relaxed enough to hold the bars, and stable enough that the bike does not fight you. Keep the shoulders down, the elbows soft, and the hands light on the drops or hoods. Cadence is your friend. Aim for a smooth, spinning range around 85 to 95 on flat and moderate climbs, and do not grind so hard that you lock the legs. On climbs, shorten the gear, keep the pedals moving, and stay quiet in the upper body. On descents, stay low, keep the hands steady, and brake before the corner, not in the corner. Fueling is not optional. It is part of the workout. Practice the exact gels, bottles, and calories you plan to use in race conditions. If a plan feels easy in training but shaky in the heat, it is not race ready. Build the bike so you can hold the effort, protect the run, and finish with something left in the tank. Then we talk about the run. The best triathlon run is not the run that starts too fast. It is the run that starts under control and gets faster in the second half. Land with a quick cadence, keep the shoulders loose, and let the arms drive without whipping the elbows. Think light feet, relaxed neck, and a face that looks like you are in command. Cadence matters. If you are falling off, check the rhythm before you blame the legs. A slightly faster step, a softer strike, and a shorter stride can restore the engine. On race day, the first run loop should feel like a warm-up, not a test. Save the real pressure for the second half, where the race is won. Race day execution starts the night before. Lay out the kit, check the bike, confirm the transition area, and get sleep before you chase one more workout. In the morning, follow the plan you have trained, not the plan that looks perfect on paper. Hydrate, fuel, and arrive early enough to make the start feel routine. At the start, do not let the crowd pull you out of the water. Settle into the rhythm, keep the stroke long, and let the body warm up through the first 100 to 200 meters. T1 is not a sprint if it costs you on the bike. Move with purpose, stay calm, and get to the bike position with enough air left for the first climb. On the bike, hold the plan through the first hour. If the field settles, match it. If it surges, hold your number. The athletes who finish well are not the ones who chase every surge. They are the ones who stay connected to their power, their nutrition, and their breathing. When the run begins, keep the transition smooth and the first strides controlled. In the second half of the run, the mind will ask questions. Answer them with the training. If the legs are heavy, shorten the stride and keep the cadence. If the heat is high, slow the hands and keep the shoulders soft. If the finish is close, bring the effort up gradually, not with a panicked surge that collapses in the last 200 meters. This is what we are building. A swim that does not wreck you, a bike that carries you, and a run that rewards you. Train with discipline, race with confidence, and trust the process. The finish line is not a surprise. It is the result of every rep, every brick, and every calm decision made when the race got loud.